For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A brief run, a pole is planted on the ground, and Sandy Morris of Greenville launches herself into space. In 2016, Morris became the American Women's Outdoor Pole Vaulting Champion, one of only three women in the world to vault 5 meters, or 16 feet 5 inches. But the road to the championship was long. It began, she said, when she was only 7.
I was at my sister's soccer game, and I was down on the sideline playing with a little boy. I paid him a quarter to race me, and then we started racing each other to the other end of the track. And I badly beat the little boy, and his parents were sitting next to mine and said, you know, they have a team for kids her age.
Morris joined that team, and track became her life's focus. Both her parents ran track in college and encouraged Sandy. Her mother, Carrie, became Sandy's track coach at Greenville High School. Carrie Morris listed the qualities of a good pole vaulter.
Speed makes a good pole vaulter. The ability to jump. But one thing I've always heard coaches say are the wingspan, how long the arms, their levers are. And Sandy has very long levers. People think that in pictures she's 6 feet. She's really only 5'8". But they always think she's taller because her legs and arms are really long.
In 2016, Sandy, who now lives in Arkansas, passed a milestone. She beat Jennifer Schur, one of her idols. But that was never on her mind, she said.
It's not about that. It's never been about that. It's about competing against yourself. And I knew I was capable of jumping that height that day. And that's what ended up winning that day. That's how my outlook is going into every meet. I am my main competition.
Sandy remembered well the night later that year when she broke the American women's outdoor pole vault record.
It was a huge meet in Brussels, and the whole track meet was pretty much over for the day, and it was late at night. It was dark, except they had on the bright stadium lights, and 50,000 people were still in the stands, and there was nothing else going on. It was so memorable because every time I was attempting a bar, 50,000 people were clapping.
5 meters, and that is a new meeting record, a new Diamond League record, a new American record, a new personal best, and all the other bits that come with it.
Most professional track meets are in Europe, said Carrie Morris, though there are a few in the U.S. and some in Asia. But one year, Sandy came home to jump.
We even had a pole vault in July, right in downtown Greenville. What's good about pole vaulting are their street vaults, and a lot of the professional athletes will come back and they'll do a street vault. So it's not a full track and field. They set up the runway right down the middle of downtown Greenville, and she jumped with 8 other professional women. So that was really fun.
Carrie Morris observed what makes her daughter such a special athlete.
In pole vaulting, you have to be a little bit of a daredevil. She's very, very fast, and she's a hard worker and very focused. She's just good. You have to be in perfect shape.
That shape and that focus have given Sandy the confidence to pursue her main goals, winning the World Indoor and Outdoor Championships and an Olympic gold medal.
I know that if I jump what I am capable of every single time I go to a meet, I'm more likely to win.
Sandy meets many youngsters on the professional track circuit and offered good advice for athletic hopefuls. Focus on your own goals, don't wait for someone to tell you what to do, and work hard.
Sandy Morris attempting 5 meters, and she's got it!
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.